حالا در اینجا ملاحظه میکنید، اینجا ابتداءً میفرماید که شعر فاسد و شاعر فاسد.
From آیات 224 to 227 of سوره الشعراء، الله talks about the basics for a faithful poet and those who have no religious foundation for their literary work. The second group consists of those poets who want to attract the people for their own desires. Such poets, because they don't consider Allah in their work, are regarded as corrupt by the Holy Quran. Of course, this case is not only limited to poetry. It could be true about prose too. If we only want to attract people through our art and display bad deeds as they are the good ones and vice versa, this is called corruption, whether we are poet, writer, or filmmaker. This is because we have no basics for our actions here, and this is why Allah in the Quran states, "Have you not regarded that they rove in every valley?" Thus, a person who have no right purpose in life and wanders here and there can misguide first himself and then the others. This is true about those who follow corrupt works too. If we listen to corrupt music or watch corrupt movies, then gradually we will be corrupted too.
فیلم سازش فاسده، اون کسی هم که نگاه میکنه فاسد میشه.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Kalav Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Ayatollah Sayyid Mohsen Kharrazi. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.